Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You're listening to continuing coverage in the Las Vegas reporter murder trial of Robert Telles from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Is this the bathroom in this Bruce Trent Park?
Yes, sir.
How long was this person around this bathroom?
He went in and then he went out, came out, and then he went back in.
And you say he, how do you know that it was a male versus a female?
I can tell by the way he walked.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you interact with this person, speak to this person?
No, I did not.
Were you concerned regarding the way this person looked in reference to your grandchildren or those that you were with?
Yes, I was very concerned for the children in the park.
Now, you didn't call the police on August 28th, this Sunday, when you saw this person?
No, I did not.
But you called the police after you saw this person again on September 5th for this release. It was a Metro press release concerning a suspect.
Yes, I saw it.
And did you call and give the same description, these same concerns when you called? And let me ask you this, it was on September 7th, wasn't it, that you called?
Yes.
Were you ever interviewed by any detectives or any police officers in reference to this person that you saw?
No.
Did this person also have a bag?
Yes.
Do you recall what type of bag this person had?
A duffel bag.
A duffel bag. Do you recall the color?
It was black.
A black duffel bag.
Yes.
Was this person's face covered?
Yes.
With gloves?
With gloves?
Yes. I'm asking, did this person have gloves?
Oh, he had gloves on, but his face was covered with a mask.
Okay.
You know, a COVID mask.
And you were able, on August 28th, to get a good look of this person's getup.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
You got a good view of this person.
Yes.
You were close enough. About how far were you? From me to you, farther? What was your vantage point?
Probably where the officer is at the back door.
Okay. Good. 30 feet?
Yes.
Thank you.
At one point, I was that far. He was that far from me, but as he went into the men's restroom, I was closer. I could see him a lot closer.
You never spoke to him?
No.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about... This is Defense Exhibit 22. I think you just said that you at one point were about 30.
Sorry, for the record, that's
ZZ. Thank you. I believe you said at one point you were like 30 feet from this individual.
Yes.
And so can you, there's a mouse in front of you. Do you see that on the table?
Okay.
Are you able to kind of indicate where you were and where that person was?
So, if I may ask, is the right side the women's bathroom and the left side is the men's restroom?
So, I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to give you answers, but maybe you could just point out where you were.
Okay. I was actually, I'm going to say it was about, wait, like kind of like back over here.
Okay.
So the in the image, sort of the lower right corner in that sand area,
mm-hmm.
is that yes?
Yes, I'm sorry. Please.
And the individual was closer, I assume, to the structure?
Yes.
And what side of the structure was the individual on?
On the men's side.
Okay, and whatever side that is?
Yes.
And do you recall now which side that was?
I'm trying to identify the park because I've been to this park several times. I'm trying to identify what side the men's restroom is on. It's not really clear, you know?
Okay, so you can't, I mean...
It's hard to tell.
You've been to that park, but you can't tell by this photo where you were? Or which side, I guess, is the men's side, if I'm understanding you?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's way far over here is the men's side.
Okay, so then to the other side of the picture.
Yes.
And then you're, as I understood you, and correct me if I'm wrong, you were more in the sand area in the lower right part of the picture?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so did that distance ever get closer?
Yes, because he walked across the children's playground area to the men's restroom.
Okay, so...
I've seen him from far away. And it concerned me when I first saw him, but then when he walked across the playground to the men's restroom, that concerned me even more.
Okay. Now, the person that you saw, you assume male because of how the person walked?
Yes.
How tall was the person?
I'd say about 5'9",
5'8", 5'9". 5'8", or 5'9". And... we said that you believe the person was male. It sounds like the person had gloves on, and then I think I heard you say a face covering as well?
Yes.
So I would assume you don't know what that person's face looks like.
Well, I seen his face when he was running.
Okay.
So
tell me about that.
So when I left the park with my granddaughter, I went around the corner up Durango.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. So there's Rampart, and then there's another side, which is Durango.
Okay.
So I went up Durango towards Westcliff, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen him running up, you know, running towards another park that's down the other way. But as he was running, his hat was coming off, and his hoodie was coming off, and he didn't have his face mask on.
Okay.
But he looked like a light-skinned male, bald.
Light-skinned male, bald.
Yeah.
And you said there was a hoodie as well?
That's correct.
What color was that hoodie?
I believe it was a dark gray.
Dark gray.
Yeah.
And then the build of the person, would you say heavy build, medium build?
Thin.
Thin?
Yeah.
And when you see his face, how far away are you at that point?
Well, I'm driving and he's running on the sidewalk. So
okay.
I'd say about maybe 30 feet.
Okay, 30 feet.
Maybe less. I don't know.
Was your car actually moving?
Yes, it was moving.
Okay, so you're in kind of a moving car, and then you observe him the second time?
I was going slow, yes.
Yeah.
Just to see, yeah.
Okay, and the person, as I understand it, caused you concern, but you didn't really see the person do anything except run and kind of walk across the children's playground?
Yes.
Okay, and... when you saw the individual in the park when you weren't in your car, the person had gloves on?
Yes.
And then tennis shoes?
Correct.
And walked, I guess, looking at this exhibit, is the children's park to the right side?
It's just depending on what street you're on. If you're on Vegas, you're looking at the splash pad and the men's restroom. If you're on Rampart, you're going to be looking at the actual whole playground,
uh-huh.
and you'll see the side of the women's bathroom.
Okay. And does this exhibit that we have in front of you, does that not give you enough detail to be able to orient on where that playground might be?
No, it doesn't give me enough detail.
Okay.
Because then it's kind of hard to determine my distance.
Sure.
You know, especially because we were at the splash pad at one point.
Okay.
And we walked away from the splash pad because of that.
Okay. And when you saw the person near the men's restroom, the individual walked in and walked out?
Yes.
How long was the person in the restroom?
Just for a second.
A second?
Walked in, yeah. I'd say maybe like 5 seconds and then walked out.
Okay. And you see all this on August the 28th?
That's correct.
And obviously nothing about it on August the 28th caused you concern, right? I mean, to call the police, I should say.
It did, but I think I was just trying to process it because I was a little creeped out by it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what made you, like, when you say, like, creeped out on August the 28th?
It didn't look right. Something looked very eerie about the whole thing.
Okay.
Especially the way he was moving his hands.
And
that frightened me. And especially because the children were all, there was a lot of kids at the playground that day.
Okay. So you were concerned about this person, like, immediately when you saw him on August the 28th?
Yes.
And then you get in the car with the children that are with you, and then you see him again running?
Yes.
What was he doing that caused you concern when he was running?
I don't know. I think it was just seeing him walking the way he did and then seeing him running. It made me think something happened or something was happening. I didn't know. I was more concerned he was going to go to another park. And I don't know. I was just scared for the kids. That's all.
You were scared for the kids. Did you ever see him interact with a kid?
No, nothing at all.
And when you say, like, you were concerned about the way he was walking, what about that caused you concern?
Something just didn't look right about it.
Okay. And was it, like, because the person was walking fast or slow, or?
Well, first of all, he was completely covered with gloves on in the heat that way.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't look like a homeless man.
Sure.
So that's what caught
the clothing.
It caught my attention, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so were you, based on what you saw on August the 28th, did you think about calling the police and reporting this person?
No, it didn't dawn on me just yet what was going on. I kind of, like, just let it be. I know I wasn't really thinking something was going to happen, you know.
Okay. And so it's sometime after that that you see the public information video sent out by Metro?
Yes.
Do you remember what date you saw that?
I believe it was the 7th.
The 7th of September?
I believe so.
Okay. So what do you have up there?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was just my notes of the date.
Oh.
Of the date.
May I have a copy of those, please, Your Honor?
Sure. If you want to go to the basket, you want to take the notes as well?
Thank you,
ma'am. You're welcome.
Can I just take these up while I'm doing cross, and then I'll give them back to you?
No worries, yeah.
Thank you. So these notes that you gave me on this piece of paper, did you type these?
Actually, my husband did.
Okay.
But
it was sort of based on what you were saying?
It was based on the police report that I made, yes. Based on the police report that I made.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at some point, it looks like on your notes, it says Wednesday 9/7 at 7:43 p.m. Is that the date
that's
you called the police?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so you reported, you saw something on TV, and then you make the report after that?
Yes.
Okay. Right. And then did your husband just write these in order for you to keep your memory to sort of,
just to help me, because it was, 2022, so.
Yeah.
It was a little foggy from that.
Okay. And then, it seems like you explained exactly what you just testified to this afternoon?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. And then after you made your report of the sighting to the police, it's my understanding that you weren't talked to?
No.
Okay. And did you ever make, like, any kind of follow-up call?
No.
Did you ever see this person in the area of that park again?
No, I hadn't gone back to that park for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not just at the park, but anywhere, had you ever seen the person
Never.
Again?
No.
Never? Okay. So the one time you see this person is on August the 28th?
That's correct.
And how long total time do you think you had to observe the person?
About 30 minutes.
Okay.
Possibly.
So quite a bit of time.
In between that time, yeah. It was in between that time of 30 minutes. Because I had to have my granddaughter home at 5.
Okay.
So we were kind of rushing, trying to play and get her home.
Yeah.
So.
Did you think because of the outfit, the person might have been a a worker, a groundskeeper? Or?
It did not look like that.
Because the outfit looked different than that to you, or?
He looked very peculiar.
Peculiar?
Yeah, okay. Just.
Was there reflection on the clothing? Right. Was the clothing reflective?
No.
There was no reflective clothing on at all? Okay. And then just sort of the hat that you described?
Yes, and something just didn't seem right because that hoodie was very tight on his face.
Okay, so there's a hoodie and then a hat on top of that?
Yes.
Okay, and that hoodie I think you described as sort of darker color?
Yes.
And then you see that when he's running and the hat comes up a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was coming off.
Okay, just one sec, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Your Honor, may I approach? I'd like to return her notes to her.
Sure, ma'am. Mark it and destroy the record?
If that's okay with the witness and counsel, that's fine.
Do you mind if you mark it and make it part of the record, or do you want a copy of it?
I don't mind.
Okay. So just court's exhibit.
Yeah. May I approach?
It's going to be court's exhibit number 16.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Dressage?
Thank you, ma'am. I have no further questions. Thank you for your testimony.
Am I done?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Just make sure. Thank you very much for your testimony here today. You may step down. And you'll excuse me your subpoena. Thank you
thank
very
you.
Much for being here. Can you call your next witness?
Your Honor, the second witness we were going to call, Ms. Loftus, had a flight delay. That's the way things work out. She was coming early. There's a flight delay. She's not going to be here until late this afternoon. We anticipate calling her in the morning. There's another issue concerning a witness that I believe that we were going to address.
Sure. Can I just have the attorney's approach
just
so we can decide the time tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, at this time, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to conclude for the day. During this recess, you're marshaled not to discuss or communicate with anyone, including your fellow jurors, in any way regarding the case or its merits, either by voice, phone, email, text, internet, or the means of communication, or social media, or read, watch, or listen to any news or media accounts or commentary about the case, do any research, consult dictionaries, the internet or reference materials, do any investigation, test a theory, recreate any aspect of the case, or in any other way investigate or learn about the case on your own or form or express any opinion regarding the case until it is finally submitted to you. We'll be in recess till tomorrow morning at 10:30. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right.
More continuing coverage in the Las Vegas Reporter murder trial of Robert Tellez is on the way. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today, press subscribe now.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.